Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. Today is Pentecost Sunday, one of the most joyful days in the church calendar. Today marks 50 days after the Jewish feast of the Passover and 50 days post-resurrection. The risen Christ has already appeared to the disciples and assured them that a helper will come to them once he is gone from their presence. This day marks the appearance of the Holy Spirit to the followers of Jesus. Today, in a room together, the Holy Spirit blows in upon them with the noise of a rushing wind and tongues of fire coming to rest on their heads. And in its wake, a room full of people speaking in tongues and the crowds that have gathered outside are marveling. Listen, how can this possibly be? These people are Galileans, and yet we're understanding what they say in our own languages. The Holy Spirit is not a shy and retiring force. She is making herself known in no uncertain terms. I imagine the noise as the Spirit moved through the house must have been overwhelming. I remember when I was finishing high school and in my first years of university, I was still living in New York during the summers and working in New York City. We used to commute to work every day, my parents, my brother and sister, and me. We'd leave the house at 6:20 a.m., drive to the train station a couple miles away. We'd get the train into Penn Station together and then go our separate ways by subway trains, which would take us within a few blocks of our respective office buildings. From the subway, we'd then walk the rest of the way to work. I don't know if any of you listening have ever been to New York or rode the subways there, but it's quite an experience. The first few times I had to do it, it was almost overwhelming. You're standing on a platform with hundreds of other commuters waiting for your train. The noise is steady. People coming and going, buskers playing guitars, street people shambling around begging for spare change and talking to themselves out loud. The noise of the trains is going by both over your head and under your feet, and everyone is listening for the sound of the next train. It starts a long way off, and yet somehow you can hear it. You can almost feel it through the soles of your shoes. As it gets closer and closer, the noise becomes almost deafening. And if it's a train that doesn't stop at your platform but goes right through, you don't even think of talking as it goes by. The noise is so intense you can hardly hear yourself think. The train engines generate huge amounts of heat, and as the train screams by, the hot air and wind kick up clouds around you, swirling the trash that litters the tracks and the platform. Needless to say, it's intense. Our reading today from the book of Acts describes something even more intense, a wind that comes down with an unimaginable noise and visions of tongues of fire. Can you imagine the scene with at least 15 different nationalities named, listening in amazement as they hear their languages spoken by the Galileans? No wonder they were stunned. Who can blame some of the crowd for sneering and saying they must be drunk? Of course, Peter responds to this allegation by quoting the prophet Joel, who said, "In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy." In Joel's prophecy and in the sending of the Holy Spirit on the day of the Pentecost, there is a radical equality in God's actions. Male and female, slave and free, Gentile and Jew, young and old. In this story, all are given a gift of speaking in tongues. What a difference from today's world, where speech is often only permitted or heard by those in power. What about the voices that are routinely silenced? Women, immigrants, differently gendered or oriented, those mentally ill or living on the margins, or the indigenous of so many countries. The glory of God is that with God's voice, all are heard and understood. Everyone can speak of God in their own way, and no voice is more important than any other's. Each person's experience of God is as valid as any other person's. In the gifts of the Holy Spirit rushing in on us, taking us by a storm, leaving us breathless and jubilant, we can speak and sing God's praises in our own voice, knowing that God's love and grace have inspired us. Let us use our voices to proclaim God's presence, and may we listen for the voice and presence of God in all that we meet. Thanks be to God, and amen. This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King. St. Paul's Warkworth, come in and have your answers questioned.